Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
It's the year 255 AH. The oppressive regime is continuously on the lookout for the person whom the Shias believe to be the Qa'im and rally around him to overthrow the government. The Abbasids aren't going to take this lightly. Pressure is building on the Shia community and even more on Imam Hassan Askari, the 11th Imam and father-to-be of that Qa'im. Mostly under house arrest in Samarra and with spies around him, Imam Hassan Askari has little contact with his followers. He carries out his roles through his representatives in a system now running strong and smooth. And in such a situation, Imam Mahdi is then born. But this reality is disclosed to only a limited number of companions and representatives. The news spreads throughout the system but remains a secret from the bigger public. Imam Askari is finally martyred. And Imam Mahdi goes into Ghaybat al-Sughra, the minor occultation. This is a period where only one representative, the Naib selected by the Imam, has the exclusive permission to meet and communicate directly with the Imam. In this period of Ghaybat al-Sughra, there were a total of four Naibs, one after the other. Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Amri, Muhammad ibn Uthman ibn Sa'id, Abu al-Qasim Hussein ibn Ruh Naubakhti, and Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samuri. The Naib would continue to run the network of representatives as was done during the lives of the previous Imams, ensuring that the worldly and spiritual affairs of the Shia community are being catered for. The pressure on the community is at its peak and even the Naibs are very restricted. And now, Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samuri, the fourth Naib, after very few years in duty, receives a letter from the Imam, this time a letter addressed to himself. A part of the letter reads, "O Ali ibn Muhammad, you will pass away in 6 days, so gather your affairs and do not appoint anyone after you to take over your role. فَقَدْ وَقَعَتِ الْغَيْبَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ For the second ghiba is to start, فَلَا ظُهُورَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ And the ظُهُور will only take place with the permission of Allah. وَذَلِكَ بَعْدَ طُولِ الْأَمَدِ وَقَسْوَةِ الْقُلُوبِ وَامْتِلَاءِ الْأَرْضِ جَوْرًا And that will be after a very long period and the hardening of hearts and the earth being filled with oppression. And so ends the direct communication of the Imam to his representatives and his Shias. And the second ghaiba, the ghaibatul kubra, has started. But was this ghaiba to be the end of all efforts? Does this mean that religion goes on hold and we have no more responsibilities until he comes? Of course not. The system of representatives was the means through which the Imams carried out their duty of guidance and tarbiyah. And they taught their companions how to handle this sensitive task for such a time when the Imam would no longer be present. The system of wukala evolved across time and led to what we have today, which will be discussed in the next session, inshallah. So this was a quick recap of session 22. There's a lot more detail in the actual session, so don't miss out.